Hi, welcome to the Libanners Listening podcast once again, coming to
Yes.
you quarterly now,
Your
your
quarterly and
quarterly
annual
episode,
podcast. Yeah,
your
your
annual
quarterly.
podcast.
Well, we should mention, like, what bizarrely we're getting regular listens now. We're increasing actually because we're not putting more shows
We're
out, but we
putting
are
fewer
doing.
episodes out, and yet we're getting more listeners than we've ever had in the history of this podcast. It's so
Yeah,
weird.
it's quite strange. So look, I always thought there was
We're
actually
killing it in
something.
France. I want to know what is going on in France.
Not just France, but like loads of different strange countries. We do have a lot of, but I always thought it was interesting. Like when you listen to a podcast, you never know how many other people are actually listening to it. If you're going to start a podcast, you won't get any listens to begin with. It's going to be very dry. You'll put out regular episodes. You put out sensational episodes like
Amazing
we did.
episode. Some of the best podcasts that have ever been created.
And no one's going to listen, but eventually they do come. They do. You do gather. And I mean, imagine. I mean, looking at the listens we have now, imagine we'd actually kept up a week, one a week.
We would have had even more, probably.
Well, you're not probably. We definitely would have, because we have a lot of people going through the back catalogue as well.
Yeah, I don't know where these people are popping up from. It's because we've barely done any advertising or marketing or gone out on
Zero.
the social
Yeah.
media, and so somehow these weirdos are literally going on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever, and they're just scrolling through new podcasts. They're just
No.
randomly.
I presume it's in the descriptions because you put words in the description and people search for it and then they come across our podcast, perhaps. Don't you
Maybe.
think so?
Maybe.
So, like, they Google Ukraine and then they get the Ukraine episode.
They
Which
Google music. They get the music episode.
well, maybe music could get buried a bit, but I don't know. I really
They
don't know.
Google audio files are dickheads, and they find the audio file
Audio file,
episode.
well, I think audio files, yeah, like you put audio files in there. You just need to spam keywords. So let's just think up some words that
Just think
people
of
would
salacious
Google. This
words.
is literally
Sex,
SEO.
eroticism, sugar babies, and sugar daddies. Just
Yeah, sugar babies.
put out
This.
the sugar baby episode, and then suddenly we get hundreds of new listeners.
I could actually talk extensively about sugar babies.
Oh yeah, you had a
No, I don't
I'm
reveal
not gonna
too
say
much,
it, but
but let's say I had a project
suddenly
where I,
remembered that you were involved in that world for a bit.
yeah, not just in the world, I had an inside scoop. I heard everything, the gruesome details from
Listen,
the sugar baby side of things.
can we talk a little bit about that?
I mean, what do you want to know?
Okay.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to reveal like how I know, but let's just say I worked with a sugar baby
You worked with a
who.
sugar baby.
Yeah,
How old was the sugar baby at the
a few
time?
sugar babies. She'd been around the block. She'd been around the block. She knew the inception, and she was still doing some great work.
And
Even
was she a sugar baby before there were those websites where they could find each other?
yeah, she was before, but then at the inception of the website, she was there, and she knew exactly the game already. And
Tell me what's the game for people who don't know what a sugar baby and a sugar daddy is. What is the game?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, like, I was getting a lot of details about this, and like, there's a lot of different ways it can kind of manifest. And the way it's manifesting these days, this woman was a little bit kind of, I mean, these days, really, it's just surreptitious prostitution, really. Like, you know, it's prostitution with it, but it's prostitution. It's like you, if you went to a prostitute 5 times a month, you'd probably build a rapport with them. And that's basically what people regard as a sugar baby thing now, you know.
So you get a bit of a girlfriend experience without having
Kind of
to.
a girlfriend experience. But like the girlfriend experience now is like you take her shopping, you take her to dinners or whatever. This
So,
woman, she did it, she'd done.
do you exchange cash, or is it that you take them out to fancy places, you buy them fancy luxury goods,
Both. I mean, you're talking about men. I mean, this is the other thing that's changed with the sugar baby thing. It's like it used to be very rich men. So they would take her, they would give a woman a monthly allowance, and then they would also be taking them out. Because a lot of these men, they needed a woman on their arm as well for like special dues and stuff. And so you have to be a classy, you know, whatever. But then they would also like buy them stuff and whatever. And actually, like sugar, a lot of the sugar, well, this woman was trying to, was going to advocate a bit more for like sugar babies using it even as a connection. Like you should be starting your own businesses using these connections with these rich men. You should leverage it in every way you could. Like she was smart, one of the smart women or
Interesting.
whatever. But like that's not what sugar babies are now. Like sugar babies are now, you go on a sugar baby website, it's like a bunch of 18-year-old college students. The guys just want to screw them, or they want to bring them out to a yacht party or something. The girls go, the money's like pretty, like it's a one-off, it's not even a month, maybe it's a monthly allowance or whatever. But it's basically just prostitution, but
With the veneer of respectability to it.
yeah, with a veneer of respectability to it, you know.
Interesting, interesting.
So it's but you know, every all that stuff is like massively in flux. I mean, isn't it? You've got OnlyFans, man, which is that
Yeah.
prostitution? Would you call that kind of
No, I'd call it
prostitution?
sex work, but I wouldn't call it prostitution because you're not
Oh, come on.
actually.
Sex work is just what they try to kind of
No, I think of it as
politely
more
call
like, no, it's an
prostitution.
umbrella because there's all sorts of stuff that go under it. So you could be a sex worker who does OnlyFans. You could do full-on prostitution. You could be a stripper dancer. You could be,
Is stripping sex work?
I'd say so. Like, what else would you call it?
All right, so prostitution is only if you have sex with them.
So I'd
All
say
right, fair
you're
enough,
a
fair
sex
enough.
worker if you do any work that involves, sexuality and erotism,
Titillation, right,
titillation.
yeah.
And then under it, that's the big umbrella. Under it, you've got all sorts of different actual jobs that you can
Yeah,
do.
yeah, yeah. Oh, who cares about semantics? But yeah.
I
Yeah,
care
it's
about
pretty.
semantics. Semantics are fun.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it fun. But yeah.
It's very entertaining. Come
I'm
on,
sorry, I can't reveal too
it's
much about that
quibble.
because I can't reveal too much about the sugar baby stuff.
So,
Also, that's a whole subject. We could do a whole
for the man
podcast on
who's
that.
curious about these things, what website should I go to? Like, what exactly website
I
should I
don't
be
know.
going
This
to?
was a long time ago. But Seeking
And
Arrangement
how
was
much money
big.
do I need? Can I like get away with like a couple of hundred
You
quid?
can get away with
If I
whatever
give
you want
you
now.
a monthly allowance, okay, what can I get? Who can I get for
Here's the
100
thing.
quid a month and
Here's
then
the thing.
one night out a week in Nando's? Nando's, Wembley High Street, yeah,
Yeah.
is where I'm going to take you to. And I'm going to give you a monthly allowance of 100 quid a month.
Right.
Who is that going to get me?
That's just going to get you a regular old girlfriend. That's just a regular old girlfriend. That's a
Is
relationship. That's going to get you a relationship. Yeah.
that
And the sex isn't guaranteed. You know, that's like
a
some on some podcasts, there's a woman going, "What can I do for a guy? I just want him to take me out a couple of times, not necessarily give him any sex. What kind of sex work is that?" And then there's another woman saying, "Oh, that's just a relationship."
That's a relationship. You need to get in touch with Liban.
Yeah. Well, all right. Should we go into the topics a bit?
Yeah, we've got a couple of things to discuss
Well,
today.
let me just give the job update out of the way. Because the last time we
Yes.
spoke, I got a great job, 60 grand, 5 grand a month. The job was brilliant. Trouble
Yeah.
in paradise a little bit now.
Trouble in
Although
paradise,
Liban,
or
my
what I like
wife.
to call it, petulance from somebody who's been working on his own for 10 years.
Maybe. But Liban's talked me through this. But basically, so when I came on the project, it was about June.
It's
Let me give a
now
tiny, let me
the end of
get,
October. It's now
yeah,
the end of October, by the
let me
way.
give a tiny bit of context to this, right? So I started in June and my contract goes until the end of June. I don't know if it's going to get extended, whatever, but I do think, I mean, let's say it's a startup because I'm not even sure this company is going to be around in 2, 3 years. This isn't like I joined fucking Microsoft and I'm going to, like, I've got a job for life now. I'm going to stay here. And this is like a startup. And I do sort of worry that at any moment it's going to fall to pieces, but whatever. And when I came on the project in June, it was a mess. Did a lot of good work, had a great people working around, great people there. We worked very hard. We got the train on the tracks. We were going to finish this project towards like the end of this year, have a breather, because we kind of rescued it in the mid, in media res, rescue the project, end of the year, have a breather, go into the next project. Really go nuts, flex up, create rings, push it up a level. That was always the plan. We were doing a great job putting it. They hired a new guy, like the boss of my department, about 2, 3 weeks ago, already making like massive changes to stuff, all of which are terrible, all of which are terrible. And I just have like, I was very disappointed. I was very disappointed for a number of reasons. Like, firstly, I was genuinely getting invested in the work and trying to do the best work possible. And I really feel like this guy's just pissed all over everything. And I think like all the decisions he's making are going to come back and bite us in the ass. Like, we're heading into a decent period, like we're going to increase our customer base naturally, I guess. But like, this guy is just making decisions that are going to completely just ruin everything with him. And I just don't like him. I don't like him. I think all of his decisions. Let me give you a story to. I told Lib on this to kind of tell. I think this guy's a grifter. This guy's a grifter. First conversation I had with this guy, just me and this guy. He literally is asking me, because we have like, we put stuff out and we have like credits, let's say. Now, I didn't even know I was in the credits. I didn't even know there were credits. This guy, and we put everyone in the credits. Like, I think early on there was like a decision where it was like, who should we put in the credits? And I was like, put everyone, even people who don't even do much on the project, just put them in. Why not? Let them have their names on the
Yeah,
fucking
let them have a
credit.
little taste of the
Don't
shining
care.
lights. Yeah.
Don't care. This guy, this one of the first conversations, like,
First
oh,
conversation, one of the first
who do
meetings
I
he has with
contact?
you. Yeah.
Who do I contact to get my name in the, to put the credits? Put my name in the credits. I seriously, I almost felt like laughing at this dude. Like, if Lip Band had told me this, I'd fucking be ripping. I'd rip the piss out of him for 20 minutes on a podcast. Like, oh, you what? You, this monumental thing that's gonna like, you know, like really, who gives a fuck if your name's in the credits or whatever? But this guy was like, oh yeah, who? And then he was like, oh yeah, looking at his credits, they're very like interesting. Like, he was smirking at me like they're interesting. And I know, it took me a second, but I realized what he meant. He was like, why do we have all these people on the credits? Get them out. This should be just me on the credits, because I'm the... And of course, he put his name in the credits in two places, right? Of course. Fuck,
And are
man.
you sure when he said this is interesting that he was implying that he didn't
Oh,
know how many people
100%.
were in there? You're
100%. Because
not
we
just
have people.
reading into it because you dislike the
No, no,
guy.
no. Because we have people in there who, let's say we did a little segment of the project, right? And it was pretty much just me doing it. But we have people who like have helped previously on previous segments. Whatever, just leave them in. Who gives a fuck? And I think he was like implying that, like, why are they haven't done anything on this particular segment. Why are they in the credits? I know that's what he was. I know this. Who gives a fuck about credits? I think he, oh, you know, I don't like this guy. This guy's like the opposite of me. You know, and
Yeah.
all another little story about this guy.
Go on.
We
Get it off
did
your chest, Johnny. Get it off your chest.
a
This is your, you realize this is your therapy session.
yeah.
This podcast is
It's
basically
called Liban is
you, it's
listening.
called Liban is Listening, and it is therapy. It's like me listening
Yeah.
to all of your issues.
Like, we did this big thing. It went down really well, right? Someone wrote in one of our big chats, like, wow, this was sensational what we just did. This guy comes in. Did I tell you this, Liban?
No, you didn't.
This
This is
guy
new to
comes
me.
in. He's like, glad you liked it. I was thinking of blah, blah, this, blah, blah, that. He had nothing to do with it. We did all the work on it before this can it fucking come on.
Wow, really?
Glad you like it. I was thinking of doing this in the future, that in the future. By the way, my name is this and that. And I was like, what the fuck? Who's this cunt trying to clown? Like, they all know we did it. Like, even like the people in this chat, they all know. Like, even the guy who said, wow, this is great, he had a little bit to do with it. So even he knew that he had nothing to do with this cunt.
And
But
he's coming in saying, glad you
swept
liked it.
right, glad you liked it. In the
Such a sense
future,
of
we should,
ownership comes in at
yeah.
the end of a project and then just says,
Yeah.
oh no, glad you liked it. We put such hard work into it.
That's
We
great.
did
That's
this and
just.
that.
So that's what this guy is all about. Meanwhile, me, I'm literally getting emotionally all fucked up and twisted up, because like this, we're ruining all this shit that we're doing in the project, and like all this side stuff I was doing in my own time to try and kick this project up a level. You know, I was doing all this side stuff. First of all, this new direction completely ruins all of that. But then I'm like, also, why am I wasting time? And Lipan, many to it took Lipan many tries, but
What
eventually
have I
his
been
message
saying to
got
you?
through.
What have I been saying to you over the last couple of weeks as you've been going through this?
Lipan's been telling me, why do you give a fuck? Who gives a fuck about this guy? Why are you're too emotionally invested? You used to working on your own, blah blah blah, all of this stuff. And eventually, the message got through, and like, yes, I am. But look, I said it on this podcast when I was looking for a job. I take pride in my work.
You can take pride in your work. Absolutely. There's nothing wrong with that. But the second you get so emotionally invested that you start to feel that it belongs to you and that the outcome of the project matters to you to this extent, you're in a bad place because this thing doesn't belong to you. You're not the
Yes.
person who created it. You're not the one who's going to be making big bucks off of it down the line. You're a gun for hire. You're a mercenary who's been brought in to do a great job, to get paid, and then to go back to your mansion and to your swimming pool and do what you got to do. You're not, this is none of your business because you've already been paid. You got paid in June, you got paid in
Yeah.
July, you got paid in August. What happened in September? You got fucking paid. So as far as you're concerned, none of that legacy shit matters, and none of this new shit matters either. The only thing that matters is he getting in your way? In terms of, are you having to work longer hours because of him? Are
Yes,
you,
yes.
well, claim back your money.
No, I'm not. I'm not working longer hours. I'm saying agreeing. Yes, that's where I'm
Yeah.
agreeing with what you're saying.
I'm
Yes.
saying, unless he's
Yes.
directly affecting what you're doing and your life, then it doesn't matter. Put
Yes.
it
Is this
aside.
sage advice? This is sage advice from everyone. I mean, I guess it also taps into maybe I said this on podcast, maybe it wasn't on the podcast, but like I almost feel guilty for earning this much money. Because I've never earned this much money and I feel obliged to kind of go the extra mile and to care more than I usually would and not to phone anything in. You know what I'm saying?
And what has the universe shown you, Johnny?
That I don't know what is it showing me. It's showing me that,
It's shown you that you can try to put in your, what you think you deserve, what you've got to do to for the money that you've earned, and it won't matter because at the end of the day, you're going to get paid either way, whether you put in 100% or whether you put in 60%, you're
I
still getting your
mean,
paycheck.
I would fire myself
Well, you're
if
not
I
you.
put in.
You're not you.
It's true. And then also, I will say this as well. Like the industry it's in is a kind of startup thing. It's a very volatile. I do even have worries that this job's not even going to last a year or two. And so I almost care, almost because I feel like, okay, we have to make sure this project has every chance of succeeding. But you know what? Your message has got through, and I checked out completely from the work. And also, for me, this was the way I've started working on personal stuff again.
And that's
That's
what you
where I'm
should
putting
do. If you're going to
my
ever
energy.
invest anything of your personal energy and psychic strength, spirituality, if you're going to put anything into anything, it's got to be your own stuff.
Yes, and you're right. And I felt massively better after Liban told me that. And I was like, you know what? Yes, I'm now on. I'm just going to put my energies in this personal project, which I'm very excited about, and immediately felt way better
Is it too
about.
soon to talk about it?
No, it's way too soon to talk about it. Way too soon to talk about it.
Okay, interesting. All right,
Because it
well.
would also reveal what I want. Hang on. So yes, once again, Lipman, the business guru, the business whisperer, life guru at this point, came to my rescue and gave me guidance that it was valuable. Because I tell you what, I was about ready
You're ready to
just.
chuck it in. You were talking about like leaving and finding somewhere else to work.
Yeah, I mean, I still want to keep my eyes open for another job. Lipman literally said, "Don't even look for another job because you'll be out the door." I still disagree. I think you should always be looking for
No,
another
you can
job.
look, but I think you were in an emotional state. The day you spoke to me,
Yeah.
you were in an emotional state where you were like, oh, I can't take
For
this.
days,
Fuck
not just a
this.
day.
Yeah, no, you're in a bad place. You this guy had put you so off kilter that you were immediately forgetting about the money. You were like, oh, I gotta go. This guy's shit. He's ruining everything. He's coming in. He's doing
Yeah.
this. He's doing that. He's fucking it up. And I really had to, it took me a while to get through to you. He doesn't matter.
Yeah.
No, and shitty bosses come and go. I've worked under so many shitty
Yes,
bosses.
you told me a story that was very valuable in
At one
my.
point or another, they get discovered and they get chucked out. Because, like, you're not the only one who's going to see how rubbish this guy is. People
Yeah.
around you are going to see him. Once they see through him, they're going to be like, what are we actually like? What is this guy contributing to this? Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Kick him out.
And
And it
I do.
happens.
I think it's I'm already like, yeah, it's already happening. Like I already see this people.
Can you see
I
that people are
think
starting to ignore him a bit?
I don't know if they're starting to ignore him. They're not certainly not, you can't ignore him. It's like literally got the power to do everything. It's become the head of the department. Like no one has any and like he talks a lot. He talks and he's got this weird way of like talking and talking and talking, saying nothing, and you just turn off. And by the end of it, you're like, like he says something, it's like, no, that's wrong. But then he'll talk and talk. You can't say it because he'll talk and talk and talk and talk and talk, and you just switch off and you're like, completely forgotten what I was going to bloody say, and you just waffle about nothing now. So I don't even know now.
So what are
In
you
a lot of
noticing
meetings,
then?
there's a lot of dead silences after he talks and waffles on for ages. So just a long silence.
So what was it that you were just saying that you were noticing then?
Well, I think, well, like first of all, like going to someone and saying glad you liked it, to a guy who even contributed a little bit, was like, not enough that he saw everything, so that's why he said he really loved it. Like, it feels kind of weird as well because it was like, okay, my part, I don't care. People take credit for my work, I don't give a fuck. But like, there was other people whose like whole like concept it was, like the guy whose whole concept it was. I mean, like, what he did it. I think obviously the kind of the gap kind of jives a bit, and then he's already making some changes. It's like dramatically different. He didn't like one of the things when I came on the project was halfway through, and like I saw it as one of the tasks is like, okay, you've got to keep it cohesive. So let's try and do stuff in the style of the way it was begun. This guy's come in and no respect for that. Just completely using a completely different style, completely whatever. Whatever, I'll be on care. Listen, I've got
So
my
I've
own
got a
project.
question for
Jump.
you. I need you to think
Go
about something.
on.
I think I'm a believer that you can learn something from everyone. I think everybody's got a lesson to teach. You can take something away from them.
I think that's
What
horseshit, but go on.
can you learn from this guy?
What could I learn from this guy?
Because I've got a couple of things that I think he's doing great
I haven't learned anything.
that
I
you're shit
haven't.
at and you need to pick up.
No,
So
you think it's great.
look at him and
No.
tell me what he's doing.
Grifting techniques. That's what you're looking at this guy and thinking. Because Lib Ben is like, oh, look at this guy. This guy comes from a very reputable company. That's the why they hired him. He's got like a fucking CV that's very reputable. That's the only reason they hired this guy. Who knows what he's doing at that company? He's
Who
probably
gives a
fucking up
shit?
everyone else's good work
Who
at that
gives a
company as
shit?
well.
When he contacted you on day one and made sure to get his name in the credits of a project he hadn't even worked on for 6 months, a project that had been going for 6 months and he hadn't contributed a thing to, and he got you to put his name in the credits, I said to myself, this is a guy who's building a CV. He's building a credit
Well,
list.
yes,
He's
right. I don't
building a
think.
career. And that means that he's going to hop from job to job, get more money each time everywhere he goes. And that's something that you need to look at what he's doing and think about it.
I don't want to be that kind of person, though.
Well,
Who wants to be that kind of? Do you really want to be that?
you want to
There's
be
enough
that
of that.
person because you keep telling me that you want more money.
Well,
You think more money is just going to fall out of the sky?
they made a mistake giving me this much money. And shall I tell you why? Because I've got enough money to start doing personal stuff for real. I've got enough money to bootstrap my own shit. How about that? They made a mistake. They kept me down in poverty. They kept me down in poverty, the poverty trap, for so long. They made a mistake now, giving me enough money to launch this
They
rocket into
gave you a
space.
second to breathe, Johnny.
They
They
gave me a
gave you a
second.
second to breathe,
They gave
and
me a
that's a
second to breathe.
second too long.
This rocket's about to reach, what do they call it when you escape the Earth's gravity? I'm about to escape this Earth.
The gravity well. You're about to get out of the
And
gravity
once
well.
I'm out there, the stars are mine. The stars are the whole of them and everything in
Beautiful.
them, man.
Let's conclude it at that. That's the perfect ending to that segment. Johnny is about to escape the gravity well of poverty
What is
and
the word
enter
for
the
it?
stratosphere of, the upper
Infinite.
echelons.
Infinite possibilities now.
Good,
So,
good segment. Cut. Next.
But you don't want to cut. We want to flow naturally, don't we?
Nah, it's fine. I'll
All right.
edit it.
Next segment.
Next segment, I gave you my heart,
The next
but
segment is
the
it's a lovely
very
Christmas
next day, you gave
shop.
it away.
Yeah.
This year, it is almost Christmas. It's only
It is coming up to
like
Christmas. This is our
40
Christmas
days
episode.
left.
This is our Christmas episode because you weren't going to get another one till what, spring? Wait till
Merry
the spring
Christmas, my
episode.
friends, and a Happy New Year and Happy Hanukkah and
Merry
everything else.
Christmas. Just listen to this episode over and over again until you get to Christmas.
Until January 2023, that's when we'll release the next episode.
I tell you what, just call this one the Christmas episode because,
Merry Christmas, friends.
This is the BBC Home Service. So, Liban, tell us about this epic.
I've been stuck in a bureaucratic nightmare since July of this year.
Was it really that
So
bad?
it's been a while. I've been dealing with it, but very bravely and courageously. I've not been whining about it to you like you do. So
I didn't want. The funny thing is, I went through this exact same process, and it was surprisingly easy. And I'm usually the one. I hate bureaucracy.
it wasn't easy for me. If you had to deal with what I've dealt with, you would have killed yourself. You would
Yeah,
have ended your existence.
I don't know what it is, but whenever I have to deal with bureaucracy, I just start thinking about killing myself
Yeah,
and
you can't
taking
take
a lot
it.
of people with me, taking a lot of people with me. I don't know what it is. I mean, it's not even a joke. I know it's become like a running joke in our chat. But like when I do have to deal with tax forms, I literally start thinking about how, what could one man do to bring down bring down society in the most effective way? Is it like power grids that I should be attacking? Is
This is
it?
the these are the
Is
streams of
it?
conscience that come into. Well, I think it's because you're very much like you believe in yourself as an individual, you believe in yourself as a person. And any time that you enter these systems of tax
Yes.
forms or citizenship renewal or whatever, it
Yeah.
reduces you from it
Yes.
reduces all of your humanity into tiny little boxes where you have to justify your existence
They
and you
do.
have to.
Sorry, go on. They do say that all violence is the product of humiliation of some kind. All male violence comes from humiliation.
And I think this is humiliating to you.
Yeah, it is.
You
Yeah,
feel
it
like
is.
you're being reduced, don't you?
Absolutely. All right, but go on. Let's go easy. Go on. So you had to go through the
I
bureaucratic process, you had to go
had to
through the
go through the
humiliation ritual.
maddest bureaucratic. So basically, I've been planning a holiday to go to Malaysia. I'm going to Malaysia in November for the whole month with my cousin, and we've both been very excited about it. So in July, I start looking at my passport because I need to renew it, and I live in London. I don't know if I've ever mentioned it on the podcast, but I've got Swedish citizenship. I don't have British passport, so anytime I have to renew my passport, I have to go to the Swedish embassy in central London in Marble Arch, and I have to go in there, fill out the forms. And then they take a new picture, and then they send me a new passport in about 2 or 3 weeks. Very straightforward process. This is what I'm used to. This is what it used to be like the last time I renewed my passport 5 years ago. Fast forward to this year, things have changed because of COVID and because loads of people have quit the, passport service or whatever.
And the EU, I guess, the EU Brexit
The
thing.
Brexit so much didn't affect it because it's still the Swedish government handling it. I think they just had a massive COVID backlog. So where I used to go on the website and just book an appointment for next week or the week after, suddenly there was a thing on their website where they said there are currently no appointments available to go to the embassy for the new passport renewal. We release new episodes. So upset, I can't even talk properly. We release new appointments on a monthly basis, so check back again next month. They don't even tell you when they're going to release the new appointments. They don't tell you how many appointments are available. They just say there's none available right now. Please check back next month.
Why do you think they do that? Is it because they're lazy?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you. So That was it. For July, I went on the website. There were no appointments available at the embassy. August, I went on the website. Same damn thing. I'm checking this website 2 or 3 times a week just in case they release appointments. July, nothing. August, nothing. September, nothing. End of September, I'm starting to lose my fucking mind because I'm like, I've already spent like £1,000 on tickets back and forth to Malaysia. I've already put down the money for the Airbnbs in Malaysia. I've spent a good chunk of money at this point, and it's starting to look like I'm not going to be able to go because the Swedish government can't handle its passport business. So what do I do? I call the Swedish police. I picked up the phone and I called the Swedish police not to report these people for the crimes against humanity they commit
Report,
against
yeah.
me. No, it's because the police authority is the one who's responsible for the passport system in Sweden.
Crazy,
So
crazy.
which is, yeah, why are they getting involved? What do the police have to do with passports? It doesn't make sense. But the UK system doesn't make sense either. What does the post office have to do with passports? Why do you have to go to the post office to
Is it
get
the
your
post
passport form?
office?
Yeah.
I just got a new passport. I mean, I could tell my story in between your story. It was so efficient. I literally, I'm
Go on.
abroad. I applied for the passport online. There was an issue. They sent me an email saying, you have not been, you need to send another document. I called them up and I literally said, I completely understand why you asked me the document. You think my address isn't even in there, but it is actually. Can you just ask them to recheck it? And I got cut off because I was like calling on a calling card. They'll cut off right now. 10 minutes later, I get an email saying, your passport has been approved. It's going to be sent by DHL to you. And that was it. And I felt sad because I wanted to call up the old lady on the line and just thank her for just telling them to recheck it. And also, it was a fake document as well, which is like, great. You literally helped me Photoshop the document, didn't you?
I remember I helped you Photoshop a document.
I thought, come on, sometimes you have to bend the rules to get back to the truth. I mean, I am a British citizen. I need a fucking passport, for fuck's sake. I need a document. I don't have any documents. Anyway, back to your story.
So fucking jealous that it went that smoothly. So I called the Swedish police and they tell me, and I described to them the situation that I've got with the embassy in London. I'm like, can you guys talk to the ambassador? Can you figure out what the hell's going on? I'm trying to get a passport, but they're not letting me get a passport. And then apparently they said they've been getting a lot of calls like this from Swedish citizens who live in London. I'm not the only one who's having this issue. And they said the only thing you can do is bypass the embassy. You have to fly back to Sweden. You have to fly back to Sweden, come
Yeah,
to the police station downtown in
that is
Stockholm,
mental. That
and
is
then
mental.
do it in person.
That
And
is
I said,
mental.
are you fucking serious? I have to spend 300 quid on a return ticket from
Is that
London
how
to
much it
Stockholm.
is?
300 quid, mate.
Wait, I think it was just like a cheapo
No, mate, 300
because it's
quid.
only across the North Sea. How the hell is it that
It's
much?
150 there, 150 back.
Wow. Maybe because it was very immediate.
It's because it's very soon. I booked it for the week after. So I said to them, okay, first of all, this is absolutely insane. You realize that's crazy. And they were like, unfortunately, that's the it
Nothing
is
I
what
can
it
do,
is.
just following orders.
Just following orders, sir. Just following orders. And I said, okay, let's say I do that. Will the new passport come before I have to travel on the 1st of November? And I said, how long is the waiting times? If I book an appointment for literally 2 days from this phone call, when will it come? And then they said, unfortunately, due to COVID backlogs, the waiting times are now 3 months. So even if I were to fly, I still would not get it in time. But she said, you should still do it to get it rolling. And I said, okay, I guess I have to do it because I will need a new passport. So I booked a ticket. I went out there on a Monday morning. I had my appointment on the Tuesday, did the appointment on a Tuesday afternoon, flew back to London on a Tuesday evening. 2 days in, out, fucking exhausted.
Did you sleep over?
I did. I slept over.
Where are your family?
I've got family there, yeah, so I stayed with them. Now, what was the bit? Yeah, so when I was there in Sweden talking to the lady who was helping me do this new passport, I said to her, is there anything I can do? to get this passport quicker? Is there any expediting we can do? Can I pay extra? Is there a form I can fill out to declare an emergency? What can I do to get this quicker? She said, there isn't. It is what it is. Strangely enough, people who live abroad get their passports quicker than people who live in Sweden. So there might
Interesting.
be a chance that you get it quicker. And I said, okay, let's just pray that happens. But assuming that doesn't happen, what else can I do to still go ahead with this trip? And she said, what you can do is you can get an emergency passport, and that can take you from London to Malaysia. And I said, okay, how do I get an appointment for that with the embassy, right? And she said, yes, but with that one, you don't get an embassy appointment. You just show up to the embassy 9 o'clock, like in the morning, two or three days before you travel, and then you just say, I need an emergency passport, and they have to help you out. And I said, okay, that makes sense. I can do that. Will that then cover my entire trip? And she said, no, sir, no, it does not. The emergency passport only covers your trip from London to Malaysia. So
What?
if you travel on this emergency passport, you can go on your holiday, but then when you're flying back
Never come
home,
back.
you have to go to the Malaysian embassy. You have to go to the Swedish embassy in Malaysia and then get another emergency passport so that you can come back to London.
Brilliant, brilliant.
And I said, okay, all right, that's absolutely insane. How much will this cost? She said, yeah, an emergency passport costs £150.
But yeah.
So that's another 300.
And it will cost 150 back. Wait, so you got the emergency passport?
Can you let me finish the story? It's
Sorry, go on,
coming.
go on.
It's
Go
coming. So I said, okay, I guess this is my life now. This is what I have to deal with. I'm just burning money left and right,
Yeah.
literally burning so much money just so that I can not lose. It's a sunken cost fallacy. I've already
Yeah.
sunk the cost of the
Yeah.
holiday, and
Of
now
the
I'm
holiday.
easily burning another 700, 800 quid in total just so
Yeah.
that I can not lose that initial bit that
Yeah.
I put down.
Yeah, like a crypto investor,
I'm a
basically.
crypto investor. I'm a weed stock investor. I'm
The
fucked. I'm looking for somebody else to grab the bag.
bag of it, yeah.
I ended up, I said, okay, fine. There's nothing. At this point, I've been flung left and right, and fate has, I'm so like out of control. I have such little control. I'm just
Yeah.
flowing with the wind. I'm just like this. I'm just like going with it. I'm like, okay, I'll fly here. I'll do this. I'll fill out this. I'll do this. I'm in a system in which I have no options. I just have to follow the maze. I have to turn left here and turn right there and then
Yeah.
jump up here. And I just have to follow the maze and hope that at some point it will start making sense and that it will work out.
Yeah.
I fly back to London and then I have a 3 week wait until I'm supposed to be flying.
Now this is now. This isn't like a while ago. Like you're when are you meant to
I'm
be doing
flying on
this?
Sunday. I'm flying on
Right.
Sunday. Today's
Right, and it's
Friday. I'm
Friday.
flying on Sunday.
Yeah.
So I had 3 weeks up to this point to just sit around and wait and hope that the new passport would come. First week goes by, nothing. Second week goes by, nothing. Third week goes by, nothing. So now the new passport hasn't arrived at the embassy because they said you don't have to fly back to Sweden to collect it. We can send it to the embassy in London.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, that's fine. That's lovely. Nothing's arrived. So I said to myself, okay, it's now the Thursday before the Sunday when I'm traveling. That's a couple of working days before the thing. I can now go to the embassy and beg them to give me an emergency passport. I've decided I don't care about how risky it is. I don't care if I get stuck in Malaysia. I don't care
Yeah.
if the Malaysian authorities decide to stick me in a prison because I've done some, dodgy traveling.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for it. I'm going to get the emergency passport and wing it. Wing it. Hope for the best. I go to the Swedish embassy Thursday morning, 9 o'clock. I go there half an hour early so that because I've seen like stuff on the internet where people say there's massive
Cute.
lines.
Yeah.
And I thought if I go half an hour early, I can be the first 10 people to go in. Luckily, I was the first one there, so I was the first one they'd speak
Was
to.
there a queue after you, though?
After me, yes, there was. There was about 20 people. Like 20 people
Wow,
sort of
20.
20 people strolled up while I was standing there.
Wow.
So I go in and I said, "Hi, my name's Liban. I need an emergency passport." She said, "Okay, Liban, please fill out this form." I start to fill out the form. Ba 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 ba. I fill out the form. While I fill out the form, I say to the lady, "You know what's interesting? I actually went to Sweden a couple of weeks ago to get the real passport, and I was waiting for it to come to you guys so I could pick it up, but I never got an email from you guys. Can you check if you happen to have it in the back or something?" And she said, "You know what? That's a great shout. Let me go have a look." She goes back. I look down and I continue filling out the forms. She comes back into the room. I hear her come in. I'm still looking down. I don't look up. And then I look up and she's got a passport in her hands. She's got a nice red European Union passport in
It's
her
glowing.
hands. It's glowing like the thing from like the briefcase
From
from
Pulp
Pulp
Fiction,
Fiction.
yeah.
I'm like, "Oh my God, is that what I think it is?" And she said, "Liban, this is your new passport."
Liban, step aside. I need to step. This is, I've got a passport to hand to the guy behind
That would
you.
have been heartbreaking. She said, "I've got your new passport, Liban." She said, "It arrived last night in the post. We received it. We haven't had a chance to even process it into our system yet. So you wouldn't have received the email telling you to come and collect it. And if you hadn't asked me, this would have been in the last batch that we would have processed, and you wouldn't have received the email to tell you to come and collect it until next week." So, by just throwing out the question of did she have my new passport, I changed my fate. I took control
There's a
back
lesson in there.
of my destiny.
Always give it a shot. You never know.
I gave it a shot and I succeeded because I've now got a legit Swedish passport with which I can travel to Kuala Lumpur.
I'm going to Malaysia for an entire month.
A whole month, baby.
And we're going to do a podcast with you in Malaysia.
Absolutely. I've looked at the weather. It's monsoon season. It's 28 degrees and it's raining every day. It's going to be very sticky.
Oh, shit, really? It's going to be raining.
Oh.
Wow.
I looked around and apparently it's not like it rains all the time. But it rains like intensely for a couple of hours and then it
Mosquito.
stops.
Do you have bug problems with mosquitoes? Do they eat you a lot, bite you a
No,
lot?
mosquitoes hate me.
Oh, I'll get bitten all the fucking time. And
No,
I think I'm
I
allergic
never
as
get
well.
bites.
Oh, mate, I hate mosquitoes. I get bitten a lot, and I think I'm allergic because when I get a mosquito bite, it swells up massively to crazy levels. Like I have had mosquito bites where it swells up so much it looks like I have an extra muscle where I shouldn't.
Oh.
That's how bad I get mosquito. But yeah. And how are you feeling about the holiday?
I'm
And
so
that,
excited.
yeah.
I'm so excited. Prior to this, because I was so caught up in the bureaucratic morass,
Yes, but it's made it even better, isn't it?
I couldn't
Sweeter.
even imagine it. I was just lost in frustration and
Yeah.
busyness and just pragmatic problem solving. Just like, how can I untangle this web of nonsense to succeed? And
But now,
it's only yesterday when I got the new passport that it
yeah.
sunk in. I am going to Malaysia
You're
for an
going.
entire month. I'm going to be living in luxury flats. I'm
Is
going to
it?
be, I've got like the fanciest Airbnb you can imagine.
Oh, how much did that cost? It's
So
cheap though,
fucking
isn't it?
cheap. It's only 30 quid a night.
Is
It's
Malaysia
so
got a
cheap.
sea? Is it got a sea? Are you by
It
the
does have the
coast?
sea. It
Are
does
you
have
by?
the sea.
Wow.
I'm
It's
going to
funny
be at
because
the beach.
we started this podcast with emails from people, and it felt like every email was, would you come to Indonesia? Would you come to Singapore? Would you come to Philippines? And you're literally going to Southeast Asia now. Is it Southeast Asia? No, it's India. It's East
No,
Asia.
I think Far East Asia, yeah. Southeast, I don't
It's
know.
between India and China, somewhere in that area.
Anyway, the point is, Malaysian listeners of Liban is listening. I'm coming to your homeland.
You're going to do a meetup? Are we going to have a meetup in Malaysia?
Absolutely. Email us. Any Malaysian listeners who live in Kuala Lumpur or Penang or one of the other cities I'm going to be visiting, give me a shout. Say, "Liban, come on through." And I will come on through, my friends.
Call this.
Selamat. Selamat. Selamat to my Malaysian listeners.
All right, you call this episode the Malaysian Meetup.
The Malaysian meetup. I like it.
Yeah, it sounds like a movie title.
It sounds like a film noir. I love it.
Yeah. Brilliant. Oh, good. I'm going to
I'm
miss you.
gonna
Who
one
am I
of
going
the
to play
things I'm
Rocket
so
League with?
excited, but one of the things I'm so excited about is having fresh tropical fruit. Can
You
you
keep
imagine how
saying
good it's
that.
gonna taste?
You keep saying
Fresh
that. Yeah, I imagine
mangoes,
it. I imagine
fresh
it's good.
pineapples, fresh lychee, fresh oranges, just fresh tropical
Well,
fruits.
oranges you can get pretty much anywhere in Europe, pretty fresh.
I'd
I'm going
never
to go
like it. It's never quite the same.
Yeah,
Tropical,
and then.
baby. Tropical.
Oh, yesterday I had the chance to get bubble tea. I didn't get it though, so now.
Yeah,
Get bubble tea. But
we'll
yeah,
have
you're
all
gonna have all
sorts.
the food, I don't even know what it is. Is it like, I presume in my racist way, that it's a combination of Chinese and Indian food? Because I know like a lot of cuisines, half Indian,
Yes,
the
you're
country's
basically
half,
right.
but
You're basically right. It's a
which is
mixture of
great.
Chinese and Indian.
I don't like Chinese, love Indian, it's my favorite. That mixture, okay, it's slightly less favorite than Indian, but it's close enough that I'm
Listen,
into
it's
it.
gonna be great. It's gonna
Yeah.
be amazing. I'm very excited. I don't even know what to say. I'm so chuffed. I genuinely
Yeah.
thought it was all gonna fall through and I was gonna spend November reading books in my bedroom.
Right, so you're going to Malaysia. Do you think you're going to change in personality?
Yes.
Explain, elaborate,
I'm gonna come
enhance.
back. I'm gonna come back with the Malaysian softness.
You think it's a softness that you're going to get from Malaysia?
Yeah, from what I've been able to tell from all of the videos I've been watching, they're a very, very nice, warm, soft people.
Right.
So I reckon I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna be very warm and nice and soft and gentle. I'm gonna become very
But
mild-mannered.
you don't think you like that already?
No, I've got London Edge to me, man.
I never see it
I'm
because I don't
so
work with
aggressive.
you.
You don't see it.
I never.
You don't see it because you're not with me day to day, but
No.
I've got an aggressive edge. I have a go at
But
people.
in Rocket League, you're usually the most relaxed, calm member of the team. I'm the one who usually gets
Yeah, but that's because you've got, emotional
competitive streak.
problems.
Yeah, I've got emotional problems. Yeah. I can't imagine you being softer. What else do you think you're going to get from Malaysia?
Maybe I'll become a Buddhist. They have a lot of Buddhist temples out there, which I intend to visit.
But they have a lot of Muslim.
A lot of
There's a
Muslim
lot of
mosques as
Muslim.
well. I might come
Yeah.
back super religious. I might come
Yeah.
back a man of God.
Yeah, I doubt that'll ever happen. I
Oh,
doubt that'll happen. I doubt that'll happen. I'm thinking, I want to take a holiday soon, man. I bet you're going to end up like tempting me massively with pictures though. I've got to take a holiday. I've got some money now. I've got my new passport now.
so you're ready? You can go.
Yeah, I would want to go. It's kind of annoying that all of this stuff has happened in winter. Because like if it was summer, it's a no-brainer for me. I'm just going to go somewhere by the beach, book somewhere near the beach every day, go to the beach, come back, go
But that's
restaurant, bed.
exactly what I did, Johnny. I decided that I wanted to go somewhere warm when it was winter in the Northern Hemisphere, and that's literally why I ended up choosing Malaysia.
Yeah, but the currents won't be warm. Some you've got to be careful. The currents in the sea are sometimes not so warm, and then also it's going to rain a lot, and that's going to ruin the beaches.
Nah, it'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Oh, maybe not. Maybe it
Is
will be
the
fine. Yeah,
tail end of the monsoon season. It'll
it's a
be
bit too
fine.
far. I'd like a more convenient holiday, like I can just jump on it. Because how long are you going to be on a plane to there?
14 hours
Yeah, bloody hell.
with a stop in Doha.
Where's Doha? That's the Middle East, isn't it?
I think it's Arab Emirates, United Arab Emirates. Let me just double check. Doha. No, it's in Qatar, not Arab Emirates.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I've got a neglected Nintendo Switch that I barely ever play. I've got a long flight, so I've got to download some games that I can play on it. What should I
Read
get?
a book.
Nah, that's for nerds.
Listen to
I'm not a
albums.
nerd. I'm here to play games like a fun boy. You might as well tell
So
me to read poetry. Like, what is this?
people send in your Switch recommendations. I could probably recommend you a few. I mean, I play a lot of
Yeah,
PC
you're the
indie
one I'm
games.
asking, not these listeners who are going to listen hear this
Let
and
me
respond
think.
in 2 months' time.
I must have recommended some PC indie games that have been converted to Switch. What kind of games do you like? Should we even be talking about this on the podcast? This is getting too casual. And I know we're giving the friendship experience, but this is literally like overhearing two people at a bus stop at this point.
Listen, these losers who keep downloading this clearly have no fucking lives.
No, come on. I think that,
No,
listen,
genuinely, you losers. You've got no life. Just email
no,
us and let us know
you
that
do have a
you're.
lot. You know what? The fact that you guys would listen to us,
I can't believe they're actually downloading. We're not even
I can
uploading
believe
new
it, mate. If you
episodes.
listen to
What is wrong with you people?
what other podcasts are they going to bloody listen to? Some unfunny BBC shit or some, like, I don't know, 100th serial killer, story of a serial killer that's cut like an American style. It's like, you know. And it was so scary. That's the voice of Tanya. You'll hear more from her later. Shit music for a bit. But first, our story starts and all that shit. Oh, I hate that kind of stuff.
How many
Detestable.
episodes did you listen to that you can recite
Mate,
it so
it's all the
perfectly?
same. It's all the same shit. It's just become like a house style. And then, you know, I'm glad we don't have those listeners. I'm glad we have our own listeners, France. I imagine our listeners are like warriors.
Warriors. What kind of warriors, Johnny?
Women, female warriors, female astrology fans, and
I wish there was a way in the analytics you could see the gender, because I bet you
you
we
can't
skew
see it.
heavily towards women.
Cut out the women stuff because I was going to say something misogynist. No, but the no, I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, this is kind of half the reason I keep begging them to provide ears. I really want to know who these people
Who the
are.
hell are these people? But we'll
They're
never
probably
know.
just bots.
They
Probably
just,
just
I think
bots.
at this point, they're doing this on purpose because they just enjoy listening to us every other episode, lamenting the fact that we don't know who they are.
You
They're
know,
getting off on it.
I will say this though. I never fall down a rabbit hole of like cult, like what do they call it? A friendship simulator so much now is when I find a guy on YouTube with like 10 views. If I find a guy on YouTube with 10 views and he's even like just slightly interesting, I will listen to everything he fucking says. Whereas whenever I see a video and it's like, oh, has that got 100,000 views? Not interested. Not interested. When I Google a game to see a game review, I have to scroll past. Ugh, IGN. Ugh, GameSpot. Oh, this guy has 100,000 views. And then when I find a guy who has 130 views for a game review, bang, that's what I'm going to listen to.
That's the guy you want to hear from.
Yeah.
Now, here's a question. When that guy's channel grows and he gets 10,000 viewers, 50,000 viewers, are you still there with him? Or do you think he's gotten too big for his britches?
I don't know. It depends because maybe they'll change. None of the channels I listen to grow, but you, I guess maybe it depends on if they become like that. I think one thing when you do listen to those guys, you find a lot of arguments. There's a lot of arguments in the comments because they have there's so few comments. Like their videos have like one, maybe two comments is a busy day, and it's usually I think that's where people who want to wind people up or they want to troll. They do that because like you can't troll
You
bloody
know you're going to get
PewDiePie.
engagement there, yeah.
Yeah, and so like there's one guy I listened to, and like he got like a comment, and then the next video, like the first 10 minutes of the video, is him addressing the trolls of the comment. And I love it. It's like people were saying this. People, it's like one dude of the previous video said this. Like people think this, but actually this is wrong because of this and that. You know? Now that's community. That's what the internet was built for. You
Amazing.
know?
Okay, let's wrap it up there because I've got a meeting to jump onto in a couple of minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to us. Merry Christmas to you and happy holidays to your family and to all of your friends. I hope 2022 has been fantastic for you. 2023 is going to bring only bigger and better things for all of us, my friends.
Right, and we'll see you in
Do you have an
2024.
end of year message, Johnny, for the
An end of your
people?
message.
Get an end of year message for the listeners of Libanis listening.
Listen, there's actually something me and Liban and Mr. A do at the end of every year, which I do think is a very actually healthy thing, which is to think back over the year over things that you've enjoyed, moments that you've maybe learned something or were
Impactful
genuinely
moments or
memorable. Yeah.
impactful days or just something from the last 12 months that,
And just make a list of them. Make a
yeah,
list of them.
make a
It's
list of
nice.
10 things from this year that you enjoyed, that you loved, that you hated and impacted you or whatever.
Not
Just
the
a
ones
bit,
you had, not the things you hated. It's nice to focus on the
not hated, but
positives.
impactful
Yeah.
days.
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing that for many years, probably over a decade now. And it's actually interesting to think back across the year like that. It's very rare that we stop and actually think about where we've come. Look at the footprints that we've left.
And the interesting thing is, once you do it for long enough, you can go back to previous years. Like, I'll sometimes look at the old list from like 2014,
Wow.
2015, and see what I was interested in at the time and what you were interested in, Johnny. And I'll be like, oh, I remember that year. That was an interesting year. So it sort of gives your life a little bit of texture to just be able to look back on that.
So I think that'd be very healthy. It's that gift, that's our Christmas gift to you, listener.
Amazing. All right. Ciao,
All right.
babe. Take care,
Oh, okay.
everyone.
Laters, laters.
Johnny, have yourself a good afternoon. I will
You
catch
too.
you later.
Speak to you later.
Bye.